You know, sometimes even we can't believe the things that we're forced to report from the House of Mouse from Disney. And today is one of those times. A star of The Mandalorian is declaring there should be a revolution, an uprising against the federal government of the United States. No, really, we're telling the truth here. Now, it's a few weeks old, but it's trending again. And why? Well, it just might have something to do with Mark Hamill. We'll explain on the other side. It's a great day, it's a groovy day, but maybe not for the mouse. Ladies and gentlemen, they've got another dumpster fire on their hands, and yet again, they just can't win with The Mandalorian. Today we'll dive into the locos of Lucasfilm, if you will. Click the like button, and let's talk about The Mandalorian. Despacito, as they call him. There's a Mandalorian star out there, and he says that we should have an armed rebellion against the U.S. government. Well, a revolution anyway. This is a story, folks, that's been out there for a few weeks at least. But it's resurfaced, and I think I know why. And I'm going to tell you in just a second. But from Matrix Bot, it's everywhere. Breaking Bad star, but also Mandalorian star, first two seasons. Giancarlo Esposito says, it's time for a revolution. Says some people would die. But, you know, the rest of us would survive. They can't take us all down. If the whole world showed up in Washington, which, by the way, that's a tight squeeze. The entire world's going to be a tight squeeze. I don't know how you're going to find a hotel room. They'll kill 500, 50 million, however, which is a good span, right?
That's 500. Quite a spread.
That's 500 to 50 million. Okay, here he is. Here's the Variety interview. So you know it's true. This is what the Mandalorian star had to say.
It's time for a revolution. It's time for it. And they don't even know that's what they're starting. You know, some very rich, old white men are exerting their power to suppress our own people, thus creating a feeling of civil war in the streets, preparing the hate, the haters to hate, teaching them how to shoot. They're not even trained right. Kill. This is all a preparation for a very insidious problem that's happening in our world. And for me, I have to speak out that we will not be iced out. This is not going to happen. They can't take us all down. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or on the Iranian's doorstep or in Washington, it would stop.
I love it. Iran, Russia.
Did those evil white people make him wear those glasses? That's what I want to know.
It must have. It's the only possible explanation.
Kill 550 million, however, but the rest of us would survive with a new. This is time for a revolution. It's time for it, and they don't even know that's what they're starting.
All right, Lorne, I'll go to you first. You're the Star Wars guy, and as I get ready to do so, Lorne, I imagine that this did not.
Yeah, Lorne. Come on, Lorne. Explain this.
This is not the way the interviewer thought it was going to go. I think this is the guy who always says, is this the gayest thing ever? So I think this guy may have walked up and said, is this the gayest microphone ever? And we got revolution instead. So, Lorne, what in the world, man?
This was from several months ago, but I still think that this is a Lord Farquaad story. It's not a Star Wars story. This is, some of you may die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. You know, it's like that's the gist of this thing.
He didn't say he'd be in the front ranks, did he?
No, certainly not. It's just that a bunch of you may die, but some of us won't, and that sounds pretty good.
To make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs, you know, so he's ready to break those eggs.
Never my egg.
He's just a twit.
All right, so here's the deal. I think this is trending again, and it's trending. I mean, it's everywhere. People are resharing this. In a way that it did. And we covered this on that Park Place back when it happened. I mean, we had an article and people kind of ignored it because, you know, he's crazy. And we all knew that. And he's not in anything. But I think that the Mark Hamill thing has dislodged this and put it back into the sphere of where people are paying attention. Mark Hamill doing the thing with the, you know, deceased President Trump in the open grave and all that kind of stuff. And then he came out and said, sorry, not sorry, if the picture offended you. I think that has drawn this back in now, where people are saying, why are so many of the Star Wars people freaking crazy? And they seem to be unhinged. And Disney's got to be wondering, can we get to the finish line of this movie without so many of our, you know, stars going nuts on us?
Well, there's a question of, is there somebody that's trying to deliberately kill the movie? I think there may be some people that are, but you know, that those are people who are probably no longer with us, I would say. I just think the whole thing is ridiculous, and I don't think that we should spend a whole lot of time trying to analyze what he's thinking, because he's not. He's sheltered. He's rich. He doesn't know what it's like to live in the real world.
But Lauren, the opportunity to make fun of that outfit.
Oh, sure. But I mean, this is a guy who should have been at the Met Gala. Did you see that stuff? That was a hoot.
That's what the Met Gala is for, though.
There was some lady dressed as a tumor. It was really quite something.
Well, that's the only one who actually was properly representing the nature of the crowd.
Somebody understood what this is exactly. So, Lady Desiree.
I'm just looking at these two pictures. And the one on the right, I assume, is from one of his performances. I guess, what, Breaking Bad or one of those?
Gus Fring,
so yes. Do they darken his skin for that show?
Oh, my.
This lighting.
Here we go.
No, it's actually the lighting.
Okay, because when I saw the show, I thought he was a lot darker than he is in the hat shop.
No, but he's but remember, in the show, he's an evil guy, so they almost always show him in shadow.
However, to support him, I'll say in that show, he serves a lot of chicken.
and that gets him on the side of Lorne on almost anything. Lady Desiree, there has been so much conflict around this Mandalorian thing and the characters that are in it. Do you sense that it's damaging Disney in the box office, or are normies still not really seeing this? Has it not yet percolated up to where it's in the purview of the mainstream?
It's hard for me to say, because I feel like most of my connections in the entertainment world online are definitely not normies. And I would say they are absolutely awake to all the nonsense of Star Wars and have already started, you know, boycotting it. And we just only think of Star Wars as the movies, you know, the 4, 5, and 6 and 1, 2, and 3. And that's pretty, you know, even 1, 2, and 3 is debatable. And then we pretend the rest of it doesn't exist. So I don't know. I think it's reached normie land. I think normies kind of understand the psychotic rantings of Mark Hamill, but I don't know for sure.
So, I don't know, Wiz. What do you think about it? I don't know if Giancarlo Esposito is doing anything else right now. Is maybe this an attempt to
being fabulous is a thing to do?
Well, sure, but I mean,
I'm fabulous, but I'm not calling it a revolution.
I hear he's got a contract to be an OnlyFans person in a TV drama because it works for Sydney. So why not him? Anyway,
these people. How'd you find out about that? but seriously, Giancarlo Esposito people see him as the Breaking Bad guy. He's Gus from Breaking Bad. He's in The Mandalorian. He's not moving the box office. He's not a leading guy. He's a support character. He's a villain.
He's good at it. He's
good at it. Yeah, I wouldn't discount that. I've met him in real life. He's a performer all the time. This guy is always on. He's always active. He's always performing. He, you know, that's just who he is. I didn't take him as being a violent guy the few times that I've met him, and but this is just Hollywood hubris going wild. I don't know if this is a reflection on Disney so much as it's a reflection on all of the actors still thinking that we care about what they have to say and what they want to do.
I just wondered more if this was an attempt to bring this story back up, being as it is an old story, if it's an attempt to get his name out there again, maybe to try and get some new roles. And also, as a sidebar, I want to say that if I were to start an OnlyFans channel, it would be called All Hat, No Cattle.
Well, I'll note that. Thank you. All right, so here's a question I've got for the panel. When it comes to this situation, I know people say, well, you know, he's not really in The Mandalorian, blah, blah, blah. Gina Carano supposedly didn't have a contract with Disney, and when she didn't do what they wanted, when she dared put beep, bop, boop in her pronouns, they said, you're out of here. You're canned, you're blacklisted, and we're going to slime you in the trades. Nothing from Disney on this. Now we're months into it. By the way, Mark Hamill, same thing. Why is it only Gina that gets treated that way? Why do they feel that when it comes from the other side, they don't have to come out and slam it? They don't have to come out and say, nope, 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 we're going to repudiate this with full force. What's the difference here, guys?
It's the double standards of Hollywood.
Ron says we've tread this track before, I believe.
Of course, but no one ever thought that they meant it, that they were serious in the way they described their rationale for getting rid of Gina. And no one believes that they're going to punish any of the left-wing minions for being left-wing loudmouth minions.
True that. All right.
It's been an incredible simulation of reality for me. I'm going to return to the swamps of Jersey. Have a great time, everybody.
May the gators stay away from you.
Don't breathe the fumes.
No, it's good air. I'm right on the Passaic River. What are you talking about?
Oh, well, there you go.
As ever, folks, we endeavor to have a good time here on the Pro Channel, and I have to say that spending time with you, talking about things that truly matter, like the stories that shape our lives and our culture, well, it is the ride of a lifetime to steal from Bob Iger. And that's the only thing we'll steal from Bob, because he has great security around his yacht. Folks, as we get ready to say goodbye, consider clicking the like button, share, subscribe, click it, and stick it to the algorithms. It is the notification bell. Drop a comment right on down below. Let us know your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. And folks, worry not, for more content is still on the way. 3 or 4 times a day, let's do 4. I think that's better. And you know what? Don't forget that the Pro Show is live Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon Eastern. You can also join us for our friends on That Park Place, our partner program. We have a good time there too. Folks, until the next time we get the opportunity to have a good time with you, keep learning, keep growing, and as ever, keep having fun.